From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting criticism from Turkey's Prime Minister. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu Wednesday criticized the UN Security Council and the international community for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey opened its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking at The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. More than 30 organizations, including researchers, academic journals, and funding organizations, have agreed to share data on the Zika virus. They have signed a statement committing themselves to ensuring that any information relevant to combating Zika is made freely and openly available to the international community as soon as feasibly possible. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign is quickly moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. Early political surveys in South Carolina show Donald Trump with a big lead over his long list of opponents. In the Democratic race there, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is holding a very large edge over Senator Bernie Sanders, largely because of her support from black voters. Nigeria says it will boost security at camps for refugees after two female suicide bombers killed at least 58 people at a camp in Ditka. Officials say three female suicide bombers disguised themselves as refugees and entered the camp. Two blew themselves up. The third changed her mind and surrendered. This is VOA News.